Some data indicates that XRP might be about to go on a bull run of its own. Good morning. You're listening to the Rise in Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph with me, Robert Baggs, steering you through the crypto cosmos with daily dispatches from the digital frontier. If you want to Occam's razor your way to the front of the pack in crypto, make sure you click that follow button. Grab yourself a coffee and let's get into it. We are going to start today's episode as usual with a Bitcoin rundown from the past 24 hours. And although the price hasn't moved all that much, there are two pieces of analysis that you need to know. Then we'll look at some data on XRP and how it might be about to see a massive price jump, as well as some technical charts that suggests that alt season might be just around the corner. And finally, we'll look at WorldCoin's huge growth and the funding of a goat. So yes, as I say, Bitcoin's price has barely moved in the past 24 hours as everything feels a bit tentative ahead of the halving next week. But although we've seen no major price swings yet, there are two particularly interesting pieces of analysis that I want to flag to you. The first is around leveraged positions in Bitcoin. A leveraged position is simply when a trader borrows money to invest more than they have, and some analysts are warning that there are too many of these positions right now. The pseudonymous crypto trader Honey Badger wrote on X, "The market was in easy mode, but right now clearly there's too much leverage and market makers are having a field day exploiting high emotions and degenerate behavior." They added that, "Market makers are having the best time ever chopping everyone up." Indeed, data from CoinGlass does show that $39 million worth of leveraged positions were liquidated in the past 24 hours, despite there not being that much movement. And this isn't an isolated incident either. You might remember that on the 2nd of April, we saw a sudden 5% price drawback for Bitcoin and it liquidated $50 million in long positions. Now, as Kieran Lyons wrote, the increase in leveraged positions taken by traders over the past few days shows that another similar 5% drawback will have a much greater impact on long positions. Kieran added that, "If Bitcoin's price drops by 5% to $66,671, roughly $1.63 billion worth of long positions will be liquidated." Now, with this in mind, there are some analysts who believe that Bitcoin has established itself in that $70,000 range. And on top of that, more and more people are investing in Bitcoin without taking on leveraged positions. Typically, as I have covered on numerous occasions, high inflation figures in the US are bad for Bitcoin and really any risky assets. However, it's getting to the point where some analysts believe that the unsustainable US government fiscal trajectory creates an ideal backdrop for investing in scarce assets, as Marcel Peckman puts it. That is, we might be reaching an inflection point where the riskiness of Bitcoin is offset by its scarcity when considered with the worrying situation of the US economy. Maticus BTC put out a particularly pertinent post on this and the CPI figures we saw this week. It read, 3.5% inflation. The Fed really screwed up our economy 4 years ago. We probably need higher interest rates to break this spell. The problem is the fiscal authorities are begging for mercy because they can't afford the $34 trillion debt. Opt out with Bitcoin. So although we may be seeing higher interest rates in the US at some point, which has the consequence of putting financial pressure on businesses and households, Marcel points out that in 2024, investors have started looking for alternatives to US Treasury bonds, and in many cases, that is Bitcoin. So it's a conflicting time for US-based cryptopians. I haven't had much of a call to talk about XRP on this podcast before now. Of course, I've discussed Ripple's co-founders and their legal battle, but not XRP as a token. The reason has been that XRP has had a pretty torrid time since the last bull market. For example, Bitcoin is up nearly 70% year to date, while XRP has fallen by around 2.5%. Additionally, the XRP BTC exchange rate is down 40% year to date. But something has changed. Analysts are now suggesting that XRP might be gearing up to join the bull run. Yashu Gola did some excellent analysis and offered some of the best evidence that XRP may rebound significantly in the coming months, and I want to share them with you. The first reason is XRP's history with Bitcoin halving events. Typically, XRP outperforms Bitcoin in periods surrounding the halving events, and by some margin too. Around the halving in July 2016, the XRP BTC pair rose by over 85%. Then, around the halving event in May 2020, the last halving event, the pair rose by over 100%. So what this means is that XRP increased more than 100% relative to Bitcoin at that time, and 85% the halving before. Now, there could be many reasons for this, but likely the key factor is that following a halving event, Bitcoin's dominance reduces and we start to see the beginning of an alt season. But I'm going to put a pin in that and come back to it. The second reason is technical analysis, and it's far easier to understand when you're looking at Yashu's charts, so click the link in the description. For a brief summary though, since February, the XRP-BTC pairing has been trending inside a falling wedge pattern. To quote Yashu, a falling wedge pattern is typically a bullish reversal setup. And the third and final reason has caught some headlines of late. XRP whales have woken up and they've started accumulating. So since the first week of March, the number of entities holding more than 1 million XRP tokens has spiked upward and looks to be continuing that direction well into April. Furthermore, for the first time this year, the number of holders with at least 100,000 XRP tokens has begun to increase after falling for months straight. So things are looking very bullish for XRP, and we might be looking down the barrel of an alt season. So let's look at that. Basically, the data on XRP isn't the only findings analysts have that indicate the beloved alt season might be just around the corner. In case you're not sure what that refers to, alt season is when Bitcoin's dominance drops and the smaller market capitalization cryptocurrencies start pumping. So yesterday, the trader and analyst, Rekt Capital, put some findings on X, saying, "No matter what Bitcoin's price has done over the past few weeks, altcoin market cap has been the only constant, consistently retesting the red $315 billion level of support for weeks now." Now, connected to this is Bitcoin's dominance, which is a measure of how much of the total crypto market cap is Bitcoin, and it has been moving sideways for weeks, which could be a reversal signal. Analyst CryptoNova said that the shift between Bitcoin dominance rising and dropping is when altcoins truly start shining. The technical analyst Titan of Crypto also echoed this and stated that they believe there will be another alt season, while the analyst Kevin Svensson told his followers that the altcoin market cap is positioned for a massive bull run, adding that people often forget after Bitcoin's halving is when the narrative shifts toward alts. So I've seen a few of these, and let me say that if you think the crypto space is busy right now, just wait until alt season. Tristan Green wrote an article yesterday with one of my favorite titles of the year. It reads, "WorldCoin reaches 10 million users, 70 million transactions, and at least 13 goats bought." I've mentioned it briefly in the past, but I find WorldCoin fascinating. I was waiting for the service to launch around this time last year after seeing that it was a project by the OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, one of the creators of ChatGPT and potentially one of the heralds of the AI apocalypse, but hopefully not. WorldCoin is a cryptocurrency project that aims to solve the problem of digital identity as well as provide universal basic income. To confirm personhood and claim your proof of identity, you must visit an orb that will scan your iris. Dystopian? Yes. Interesting? Also yes. Well, to me at least. Immediately, it got an enormous amount of derision, but I was one of the first ones through the door. This was partly because I wanted to record a podcast episode on the concept and the execution of the project, which I did last summer, but I must say I'm pleased to see it hasn't fallen away despite being banned in some countries. Yesterday, Tiago Sada, the head of product for WorldCoin's parent company, Tools for Humanity, announced that WorldCoin's World app has reached 10 million total users, 5 million users per month, and 2 million daily users. And apparently the influx of users appears to be recent. Sada wrote on X, "It's now used by more people daily than we had per month when the year started." He added that, "Scaling apps this fast is not easy, especially in crypto." Now, if you can get past the Orwellian orb taking biometric data to create a digital passport, and to be honest, I can understand why you might not be able to, there are some interesting takeaways from this project. I'm going to sidestep the conversation about the need for proof of personhood in the modern AI-driven world, though that really is one of my favourite discussions, so message me if you'd like to bat it around. The universal income side, however, is up and running right now. You can claim grants every 2 weeks or thereabouts, and the token does have a USD value that's displayed in the app, though I have never sold it, so I don't know how easy it is to do so. One viral example of this universal basic income in action was the story of Richard Opani from Kenya, who used the money from grants to buy a goat with the funds and thanked WorldCoin on X for it. The goat was named Sam, which he says is indeed after Mr. Altman. And incidentally, the crypto community, the lovely gaggle of maniacs that we are, sent Opani enough crypto to buy another 13 goats and counting. But isolated cases aside, WorldCoin is seeing rapid adoption around the globe. So how do you feel about it? Let me know on @Cointelegraph and @RKBags on X and @RKBags on Warpcast. Okay, before I sign off, there is one quick announcement. For months now, I've been thinking about how I can congregate the Rising Crypto's listenership so that we can be more of a community. One of the best parts of this space for me is the community. The problem was, I wanted it to be crypto native in nature. So I can now announce that I have created a channel on Warpcast, a Web3 social media app on Farcaster. I will put a link to it in this episode's description as well as on X. Okay, that is it for today, and that is it for another week in crypto. Consider yourself informed. Thank you for listening to the Rising Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph. If you're enjoying these daily updates, please make sure you let us know by following, subscribing, or leaving a review. Have a great weekend. Let's do this again Monday.